This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 18th. God's word for you today is Growth O'Clock. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it says, at that time, their burden will be removed from your shoulders. Their yoke will be removed from your neck. The yoke will be turned away because you have grown fat. The three main mental conditionings that we're trusting that God will break in our lives are the roundabout conditioning, the treadmill conditioning, and the trampoline conditioning. The first dimension of the trampoline condition mirrors what we see with the physical trampoline. The second dimension is like a glass ceiling, a mental limitation. However, there is a third dimension to this, which is linked to finance and wealth. When we talk about finances and wealth, some people think of extravagance living. But what we call luxury living can be a barrier to wealth. The challenge with some people is the barrier they have is extravagant living, and that is what has kept them poor. Let's assume that you can afford 3 times of what a car costs, and you can go ahead to buy a car that is 5 times of what you can really afford. It limits your wealth. It is a barrier. When you decide to buy a car that costs 3 times, make sure you can afford multiples of whatever 3 times is to you. The trampoline spirit is a mindset, and that is why a lot of people are 1 or 2 paychecks away from poverty. And the reason is that they expand their lifestyle as their finances grow. You should keep your lifestyle the same as your finances grow if you really want to be wealthy. The truth is that there is nothing wrong with the t-shirt and the jeans you wear, but people expand their lifestyle. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 8 says, if you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. Your path will not be that of a trampoline that goes up and down. Your light will not come on and off. Your light will shine brighter and brighter. Every day will be brighter than the previous day until you see Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. So, beginning today, we are going to look at 3 keys to breaking these barriers. The first is pretty straightforward, and it is personal growth. You have to be committed to personal growth. There is a scripture that we quote a lot, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, and it says, and it will come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That is correct. However, we tend to see the anointing as something that is external, and that happens to us. We have taught this repeatedly, but just in case you missed it, the Berean Study Bible puts it this way. On that day, the burden will be lifted from your shoulders and the yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because your neck will be too large. The yoke will be broken because you will grow too big for the devil to chain. Let us pray. Father, please make my mind too great for the devil to yoke. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.